time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Kylie House. She's the director of the Mini Little Junior Miss Teen and Miss Carbon County pageants. That's a lot of hats for one lady to wear. We're going to talk about a meeting that is coming up. Give everyone some information on what's going to go on with the pageants. Kylie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Happy to be here.
So it's coming up. June 8th is the meeting. And, you know, it's, yes, right now, today, it seems far away, but it's really not.
No, it's not.
The way things have been going, it'll be here before we know it. So let's talk about what this meeting really is going to entail and give some people some of the background of the pageant itself.
So the meeting is just kind of an informative meeting for anyone that's interested in competing in the Miss Teen Carbon County or our Miss Carbon County pageants. We'll have the teen meeting at 5 o'clock on June 8th and then the Miss Carbon County meeting at 6:30 that same day. Both meetings are at Mont Harmon, and it's basically just for anyone that's interested in competing. And a parent or guardian is also welcome to attend if desired. We'll also just be talking about, like, scholarship information, the requirements in order to compete, contract information, anything about their talent, their interview process, also building their community service platform, wardrobe, pretty much anything that they could possibly have a question about, we will go over that.
So you're going to kind of cover everything that has everything to do with the pageant itself.
Exactly.
And just kind of give people an idea of really what they're getting themselves into, correct?
Yes.
All right. We were talking off the air a little, and you know, you made it sound, this is something that's very important, and it's important in any pageant, is how to create a service platform. So let's talk about that for just a minute.
So a service platform is just something that the contestants choose that they're passionate about. It can be anything. For example, like when I did pageants, I was really passionate about music, so I wanted to be able to get music into schools and things like that. It can range from anything. Our current Miss Carbon County right now, Lily V. Hill, her platform deals with opioid abuse and getting help with that. So she's been out in the community and with different groups and things talking to people about the opioid epidemic and helping people with that. So it can basically be anything that they want to implement into the community and something that they will implement through their whole year of service.
Okay. I just was looking at this. We've got quite a few different age groups here. What is the teen age group? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but what is the cutoff ages for the teen as opposed to Miss Carbon County?
Yeah, the teen is 13 to 17, and they just need to be 13 by the pageant day, which is August 8th. And then they can't be older than 17 on the pageant day, but they also cannot be a senior in high school. If they are a senior in high school and 17, then they are eligible to compete in the Miss Carbon County.
So that's where it starts, is if you're a 17-year-old senior in high school, you would compete in Miss Carbon County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that will go up to age 24.
Okay. And we also had mentioned the minis, the littles, and the junior miss competitions as well. Now, do you have anything planned out as far as meetings for those ones in coming up or anything like that? Or do they work completely different?
So the orientation for that is actually not till July. So it's July 22nd at 5 o'clock. And that is also at Mont Harmon. Just for information, contract and their information form and everything is actually due before that meeting. So it's actually all the paperwork and everything is due July 15th. So they should pretty much be, like, prepared and ready to go by orientation.
Ready to go already.
And yes. So then the pageant day is about 2 weeks from then. So they need to, like, have their talent prepared and kind of get the preparation all done before they come to orientation. If they're wanting more information, they can go on our website and get all the paperwork and everything. It's just misscarboncounty.org. And they can click on the paperwork and download everything there. And then if they have any questions, they can email us or call me or whatever they need to do.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna just throw one question out there, kind of catch you off guard maybe a little. I don't know. I don't, maybe not. But, you know, you've dealt with this pageant now for how many years?
So I think this will be my fifth year directing.
Okay. Is there one aspect of it that they just don't know what direction to go to? Or are these girls all pretty well focused and know exactly what they want to do and when they get there?
For the Mini Little Junior or for just everyone?
Just for, you know, just maybe just the teens and the Miss Carbon County.
Okay. So for teens and Miss, most of the girls that we get, it's usually their first pageant. So we're usually having to teach them everything. So like modeling patterns, interview skills, how to public speak, things like that. So we do a lot of workshops and things beforehand. So we have the meeting on June 8th, and by June 16th, so the next week, we actually start workshops every week that they can come and we can teach them the skills and everything that they need to learn to get into it, because usually it's their first time, but it's really fun and an interesting experience, and I love getting to know the girls, and like their experience and everything is awesome to watch, and it's awesome to see their growth from the process, like seeing a girl come into orientation and then watching them the night of the pageant. It's almost like a completely different person, just with their confidence level and drive and things like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is it's got to do a tremendous leap in confidence for them, especially, you know, a lot of them maybe don't realize how much public speaking is involved.
Right. They do a lot of public speaking in the community. So that's one of our main focuses, is like the speaking part, but also the service part.
Okay. We're speaking with Kylie Howe. She's the director of the Teen and Miss Carbon County, as well as the Mini, Little, and Junior Miss Carbon County pageants. Has a big meeting coming up on June 8th. Let's give them the particulars one last time.
So it's June 8th at 5 o'clock for the Miss Teen Carbon County. That's ages 13 to 17. And 6:30 for Miss Carbon County, ages 17 to 24.
Okay, and that is at Mont Harmon. And once again, this is tentative. It could change, right?
Yes, so we'll keep the date, but we're hoping to do an in-person meeting, but just depending on what happens with the COVID-19 restrictions, we might be moving it to an online format. But as of now, we're planning on in-person at Mont Harmon.
Okay, Kylie, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, anytime.
Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, please go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.